Well, this is one of the... I love doing this, and we don't do it every week, but we do it every now and then, sort of like Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. Parker Holland appears, and he's got a great case study for us. But, you know, Thomas, before we even start this, Steve, you know the financial news guy, Steve knows this too. What do? You roll the tape.
That's right.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
That's right. The group, the Bare Naked Ladies. I have no idea what that means with the song, but it's $1 million. We do $1 million case. They have at least $1 million in this case study, yep. Hypothetical case study, but true numbers and true results. Parker, what do you have for us today?
So what I have today is a gentleman and his wife. They have a little bit of an age difference. He's 64, she's 56. Now, I don't know if it was her plan or his plan, but he's retiring at age 70. So what we're looking at for that is they have $1.7 million in their retirement accounts. All of this in their IRAs and 401ks. And their goal is at age 70, they just want their standard of living to stay the same. Their take-home income is roughly $120,000. They just want that number to continue to and through retirement. So most advisors, they don't like hitting income that high because it's a 5% payout. And Wall Street always says take 4%, don't outlive your money. Well, here we need 5% to make the numbers work. So to make that work, we just need to put a foundation under them and protect them against loss and make sure that no matter what the market's doing, they have that green flag on their mailbox going up.
So the foundation against loss is called, I like to talk about the advance and protect strategy, right?
Yeah, advance and protect. That's the best thing here. Marty started it. It just sticks.
Now, you mentioned the Wall Street myth, and the Wall Street myth is they say that you can take, if you have your money at risk in all stocks, if you have a balance, you can take 4% of that balance and you have about a 91% chance of not outliving your retirement, but a 9% chance of not having any money left when you need it the most.
Exactly.
You've taken it and you've increased the amount that they could get out of that 1.7, 5% per year with no chance of ever outliving their money. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. No chance of ever outliving. So what we did is, hey, at age 70, what's the number we can get to make it work? And no questions asked, we got $121,000 at age 70 coming out of a $1.7 million portfolio, and it continued all the way through age 121.
All right. So, Ed, if they live to age 121, how much would they have taken out?
What they would have taken out at that time would have been roughly $3.1 million out of a $1.7 million investment, and they still have $2.4 left for their heirs.
Incredible.
So they have more than they started with at the end. And that's what we call a spend and leave plan.
Exactly.
So they've spent a lot of money. They've enjoyed a great retirement. They've got extra money if they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they pass away, their children, grandchildren, whoever's still living, will get 2.4. They only started with 1.7 million.
And the beauty of this is that income continues to increase. Inflation protections on it, that 120 continues to grow, and it gets up closer to 153,000 just over the first 20 years.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money coming out. And they just came in. They're happy. They met with multiple other advisors, and no one can make that number work conservatively. It's because they don't have the whole toolbox like we do here, Coach.
So when you're looking at 50 years of retirement, which that's what you're looking at, you're anticipating that they could live to age 121. That's 51 years if he retires at age 70.
And he said he wasn't going to make it that long, but we wanted to make sure the wife did.
Yeah.
So, I love it.
So you take 121. You said that the 121,000 would increase over the years. But
exactly.
Just at 121,000, if you multiply that times 51 years, they'd have 6.17 million that they've taken out of the plan.
Exactly. And with this going through, just at age 93, with that inflation, cost of living, we didn't take into account Social Security, any existing pensions, and we didn't take into account any of future savings as well, and the numbers still work.
So this is just on their lump sum of 1.7. They also had other money.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying. Okay, good. Well, how'd they feel about that?
They felt very happy, and they became clients the same day.
Steve, what do you think? I mean, that makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah,
you're starting at 1.7 million, and which is a lot of money, by the
way. Oh, yeah.
And Wall Street says you could take, what was 4% of 1.7 million?
4% of 1.7 million would have been roughly right around 93, 95,000.
So Wall Street said that you could get 93,000 and you had about a 90% chance of not having problems in the future, mm-hmm. but you had a 10% chance of having problems. And there was no guarantee of increasing income in that, and it was no advance or protect, correct?
True. And that was 4% based on at age 70 would have been around 93. But actually, if they started that the same day and they never had any market growth, they would only got 68,000 out of that portfolio.
I took a class in high school called Myths and Legends, and it was about the mythical figures in the past. And I don't know where Wall Street gets away with telling people that they have the proper retirement plan then. Wall Street does a good job of getting people to retirement.
Hmm.
It's up to you out there listening to get your very own retirement plan. Now, we're not disparaging at all Wall Street, because we utilize money managers for folks once we get their core, the core money that they need to take them all the way through retirement in a protected fashion. We take the extra money and we put it in an Explorer account. You picture the Earth and a moon. And there's some other planets. Dad will get mad at me because he's an astronomer. There's other planets that have a lot more than one moon. So you can have a bunch of different moons, but the Earth is the most important part. Mm-hmm. That's where you got to have the protected money that you can never outlive. And then the risk money could be the little moons. But, of course, if we lost our moon, we'd be in a lot of trouble because the tides would go out of whack, right? So we need our moons. So, again, it's a proper diversification method, having the right amount of money in the right amount of places like we talked about earlier. My daughter had a whole bunch of chocolate chips in a bowl, but it didn't make chocolate chip cookies until she added the flour and the water and the milk, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Butter, I think, too. I like mine with butter myself.
And that's the biggest concern. When clients come in and they have these other advisors, or they're just for the first time meeting with multiple planners, and they're all showing all these buckets, not a single one I've met with yet has a core foundation of their plan.
You know, the most important word, Steve, when we're talking about a financial plan or a retirement plan, when people are looking at this, and I know there are a lot of planners out there, there's dime a dozen. We're everywhere, right? But this isn't everywhere, or someone who's not going to tell you this is everywhere. Look down at the projection you're getting. Number one, if it's a projection, it's not true. It's not guaranteed. But if it says this word, it begins with an H, hypothetical. Hypothetical does not work too good when we're talking about retirement planning. I don't want anything hypothetical. I want guarantees. And that's why we have to leave the Wall Street. We have to make a right off Wall Street and get over to the safe road to make sure we have the advance and protect strategy in place. Nothing wrong with Wall Street, but we shouldn't have all of our cars parked on the Wall Street side.
And I do a lot of reading, Coach, and nobody does what you guys do and do it as well as you do. There's just no question about that.
But not a day goes by or a week goes by where someone says, well, I talked to my broker and he said he could do that.
After the fact.
And where were they when you initially asked for it?
But number one, he probably can't do that. Yeah. Not with the tools available to him, because we're independent. We can go find what we need and we put it all together. Again, when we put people in risk accounts, and only after we get the core where they can't lose money, we point out with a highlighter all the different things that are caveats that could change their risk side in a not favorable direction. And there's no magic 12% mutual fund every single year out there, folks. If there was, we'd all have one. But if you're taking risk, you could lose that money. If you're trying to get a bigger gain, you could lose that money. You have to know that. You have to be an adult about it to realize that if someone's telling you something and it's not backed up in ironclad writing, then it might not work like it should. What Parker says, and we sure wouldn't put it on the radio, what Parker said is backed up by guaranteed contracts in writing with no hypothetical word added on.
Guaranteed, 5% paid out for as long as both of them are alive, 100% legacy protection to the kids.
Now, that to me is important. And folks, if you'd like to be retirement ready, this is what we call being retirement ready. They are retirement ready now, even though he's going to work to 70 because probably the wife wants to
do
more money.
Well, he might not do it now. I might have caused a problem, but they argue outside the building, I'm fine with it.
But being retirement ready is the most important thing. And there's three main words when we talk about retirement ready: diversification, minimizing fees or eliminating fees, and income. That means you're retirement ready. And we'll build a plan. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do a plan like this for you. So keep in mind, in order for our plans to work, we have to have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million. But if you're one of the next 20 callers who have that money put aside and want a true plan, put it side by side with your current plan, folks. Go look around and see if you can find anything better. I haven't found anything better, or we'd have it here, because we're totally independent. We find what you're looking for. We go out and find it for you. We put it together in a plan, and now it's a total confidence plan. We call it being retirement ready. So if you're one of the next 20 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we'll do it for you. We'll do an income plan. We'll do a spend and leave plan. We'll also do the advance and protect strategy worked into a core and explore. These are all big words for your retirement plans. Very important for you guys. Give us a call right now. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do it at no fee, no obligation. This is at least $1,000 value, but it could be $1 million positive step in the right direction for lifetime income for the rest of your life. Very important.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision possible. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, you can sit down and get a retirement roadmap put together. And John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. Now, if you want to take advantage of getting this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is give us a call. 800-477-1135. And remember, when you come in, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now. But even more important than that, folks, it'll show you that outline, that roadmap, that vision to get you where you need to be to and through retirement. In short, folks, you have nothing to lose. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the 6 potential risks that retirees may face in retirement. And I guarantee you there's a couple of them you haven't thought about.
You hear that? That's me, enjoying my retirement, taking my grandson around America to see a baseball game in every park. How am I able to have this great adventure? Years ago, I rolled over my IRA with the help of a local, trusted advisor.
Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.